In our second feature, Mike Hicks of Stalham Gallery writes about how old fish paste pots are now gold for collectors. His article is read by Tim Edwards.
Bloater and fish paste may have become unfashionable, but the containers and lids are very much in demand. We know that both Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft have a history that is steeped in fishing. Fish paste pots that were produced in Great Yarmouth are still very much collected today. No one wants the fish itself, but the receptacles in which the paste was contained are high on the collector's list. We had two big companies in the 19th century working in Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft. McConachie's and Blanchflower were two very important names connected with the industry. McConachie's was one of the largest suppliers of food to the British armed forces during the First World War. It had been established years before, as long ago as 1850. James McConachie was joined by his brother Archibald, and the firm relocated to Lowestoft from Aberystwyth. By 1877, the Lowestoft factory was the largest fish and meat canning factory in Britain. In 1889, the firm processed 97 million fish, and by that time they employed around 1,000 people in Lowestoft. Much of their product were actually canned. Of course, cans don't keep very well, and certainly not for the collector, but fortunately, many of them were put into bottles or jars, and sometimes pottery or porcelain containers, on which there were printed details. The bottles and jars were printed or moulded in such a way that the firm's name was emblazoned over it. Today, I'm sure we'd be horrified at the way these things were produced in the factories. The advertising said, "Herrings were caught and canned in a day at McConachie's." I wonder under what conditions these were processed. One can only imagine. Well, today, McConachie Brothers containers, with their details printed all over them, their fresh herrings and beautifully decorated pot lids, are big business. You can expect to make quite a lot of money for these if you are lucky enough to dig one up in the garden. That's where most of them were found. The containers from Blanchflower in Great Yarmouth are equally sought after by collectors. John Coleman Blanchflower was born in 1847 in Albion Road, Great Yarmouth. He was a chemist, but he thought that local bloaters could be potted and preserved. The family had the most wonderful pot in which they put their white bloater paste. It was decorated with gold on the outside around the label, which was printed onto the pottery, along with a picture of a Yarmouth sailing drifter. They diversified, producing salt herrings in brine, herrings in tomato sauce, codfish, turbot, ox tongues and game soup. Anything was possible at Blanchflower's. A price list for March 1913 lists that a £7 box of extra selected Yarmouth bloaters or kippers would cost you 3 and 6. There must be an enormous number of people who were related to those workers years ago. Hundreds were employed in Great Yarmouth and somewhere near 1,000 in Lowestoft. I wonder how many have kept some of the wonderful pot lids with the printing and the depiction of a drifter on the outside. Bottle collectors and pot collectors alike, look for these things. Anything a bit unusual. A different coloured bottle, a very precisely printed lid, something with an unusual colour, maybe a lid that has never been seen before, or a bottle in a colourway never known. All these things are gold to the collector and very much sought after in today's market. So Lowestoft and Yarmouth live on. The paste may have gone, but the containers are still out there.